We take a shot on that note.
Yeah.
Christopher, do you have a shot?
I've got available? One.
You're going to down that whole thing?
Well, it's
supposed to be a shot, not a gallon.
You can, no, you can, if you want to.
I might do half a shot.
Don't pour it into a shot glass. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, guys.
Click.
Let's go, Giants.
I feel like I'm in college again.
Right? So he grew up in Fremont Hayward. Anyway, so when he's like 8 years old, his mother let him take the BART system to a baseball game. Oakland A's and Giants. Oh, here he is. Hi, you want to say hi?
Hi.
This is Brandon.
What's up, Brandon, the sports guy?
Hey.
Brandon, the sports guy.
Yeah.
Call me the sports guy. Yeah?
I don't know what you're doing to me. This is horrible.
All right. So, anyway. So, anywho.
This taste is still in my mouth.
What did you take?
Whiskey.
Whiskey.
I'm going to go get some more wine. Go,
Linz.
Hell yeah.
I'm a fireball guy tonight.
Hell yeah.
I'll let you do your
thing. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, so before we start, Lightning messaged me a clip from the documentary. So I'll play it for you guys here. Maybe we can use this. Once we get something, but super secret, okay?
Okay. Wait, super hold on. Secret. I'm just gonna stop the recording just because I want. Because
eventually he's gonna come out, and we can have like a discussion about.
It's gonna come out for another 2 months anyway.
Right.
I don't care. This is amazing.
K-Rock documentary will be up before this.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Ready?
Yes. You are the worst.
This wing?
Oh, I didn't think he drew us in. That's Yoko.
Oh, man.
Boo!
Boo!
I removed him from the meeting.
Boo!
I'm just mad I didn't think of it first.
That would have been cool. That's funny.
We got debated so hard.
That's funny, though.
Christopher.
Definitely use that clip for something else
let
later.
Let me know if you can't get back in. LOL.
Oh, there you go.
Did you kick him out?
I actually removed him from the meeting.
That's awesome.
That.
Lindsay said she would end him, and she did.
Was good.
She
end
ended you, man.
I approve of that debating. That was pretty good.
See, so we could use that on like Instagram or something.
Though. Yes, we can.
Fucking hell. <Well done. laughs> That was, I did not see that coming. All right. Sorry. Are we now going to get the theme or?
We're now going to get the theme. Here we go.
Oh God. Okay.
Give it to me. Janky things all gonna happen. Put something up outside my window. Put something up behind the trees. To listen to Kevin and Bean and everything that we can stream. And it's put something up outside my window pane.
From La Mirada here.
Are you on Sazira?
Boingo Boingo?
Eddie!
Wow. We're keeping it.
We're starting from the top. 3, 2, 1, go.
Put something up outside my window. Put something up behind the trees. To listen to Kevin and Dean. And all the things that we can stream, and it's Quitters Never Give Up outside my window.
Because I said Quitters Never Give Up, and he said, that's all they do.
Yeah. Ooh.
All right. What's up, party people? It's Quitters Never Give Up, episode 37. It is the 8th of October. I'm here with Lynn Jay from her car, Jennifer Sunshine, and Edwin Snapperoni Miller.
It's going to be a good day.
All right.
It's going to be fun. This is our drunk show.
So Lindsay has been watching a lot of Drunk History, apparently, and had an idea that we do a drunk show or a drinking show.
I'm just Christopher from his basement is just making me laugh so much.
I think part of it too is because we're recording on a Friday evening.
Yes, correct to all Jen, of those things.
Jen, set up the other thing that's going on at the same time.
It's also 7 o'clock on a Friday. It is October 8th, and the Dodgers are playing the Giants. And my boyfriend is in the room right next to me, either fired up and going to be crazy angry or going to be super happy, depending on how this game goes. So you might hear it in the background, but I'm very sorry.
It's the 8th of what?
Rocktober!
I thought it was 8th of Croctober.
Bullshit!
Oh my gosh.
All right, shall we start off with the clip that needs some introduction?
I don't know, should we?
I'm down.
I think we should, yeah.
Go for it.
Okay, so I am going to set this one up a little bit. So it was August 2008. They always did the singles parties, right? So this one is the swingers party and basically fuck monogamy. And this is in Las Vegas. And so this will be Monday morning show. So this is, they were got there Friday, party Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Here we go.
The hell am I?
Our feature presentation.
What a good question
what
that is.
What an interesting question to ask at 5:31 in the morning in Las Vegas.
Hey, party people. It's the Kevin and Bean Show live from Las Vegas, Nevada, at the beautiful Caesars Palace Hotel and Casino here at the patio of Rao's, their outstanding new Italian restaurant. And this is Ralph speaking, and my buddy Bean is here. Lisa May.
Check, check.
She's here.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Alex, our producer, is here.
Good morning, begrudgingly.
Some listeners are here.
Yeah. Some listeners are here.
Wait, who are we missing?
Seems like there's one other guy that should be here.
Kevin. That's who it is.
Oh, that guy.
Kevin hasn't shown up yet. Yeah, he's not here yet.
At least Dave, the King of Mexico's here.
No, he's not here either.
Is he with Kevin?
Dave was supposed to be Kevin's keeper for the weekend, and now they're both.
Who was thinking that?
They're both MIA.
Hey, Super Steve, can you hear us?
Hey, Super.
Super Steve.
Super Steve.
Super Steve.
Stevie.
Come over here. I think he was one of the people in the crew who last saw Kevin, so let's get some sort of an update.
Insight on where we can find him. Let's get Steve on a mic here.
I was saying to Ralph when I showed up this morning, I said, you know, Kevin didn't seem like, you know, he seemed like he wasn't really partying that hard. I guess it was because it was a long weekend. And Ralph said to me,
were you at the party last night? And he's like, yeah, I left at 9:15. Well, then you missed all the serious drinking.
At 9:15, he seemed pretty lucid.
Yeah, we all did.
Super Steve, we hear that you had a Kevin sighting early this morning. True or not?
Yes, I did. We jumped in the limousine and went out to the Club of Strippers.
The Club of Strippers. Yes. Is that a new joint that just opened here in Las Vegas?
Yeah, yeah.
What time did you last see Kevin, and what was he doing?
I don't recall what he was doing, but I think it was 2:45.
2:45? 3? Okay. Yeah. All right.
And now, someone just said that they saw him walking right now towards the rooms.
Oh, no.
Someone just said that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right now over here. They were like, I just saw him walking to the rooms.
Oh, well, maybe he's
going to freshen up a little bit
or go to bed.
Could be.
You might be tired.
I would be after
he
that night.
Is.
Now, wasn't even before the club of strippers, Ralph?
Wasn't club of strippers?
Wasn't there some pretty serious dancing going on last night at our party?
Kevin made a lot of friends with a lot of the girls at the swingers party last night. Yes. Kevin was seen at one point with a girl dancing on a table with her dress over his head.
No.
Yes. Kevin also was seen being the recipient of what could best be called a triple-decker breast sandwich.
Wow.
Kevin was enjoying himself considerably last night, so I am not surprised that he's not here yet.
Good times.
Yeah. It was an amazing party last night. Of course, we came out here for the first ever Kevin and Bean F Monogamy Swingers Party.
Yeah.
We invited all couples to come join us here in Las Vegas, and I'm telling you, it was a good-looking crew. It was a fun bunch. Mm-hmm. I think everyone had a blast last night.
Really fun bunch. Yeah. I talked to almost everyone, and they were awesome.
They were just great people, and we were at the Shadow Bar here at Caesars, and it was a great place to have the party. We had naked girls dancing behind the screens, throwing shadow puppets up on the screen with their nipples, which was nice.
Well, I am very much looking forward to hearing all about that, because I was back in the room watching Mad Men at that point, so I don't know what happened.
I'm looking forward to him showing up. That would be nice.
So a complete recap of the F Monogamy Swingers Party is coming up. What are we looking at? Oh, is that the king?
There's the king
of Mexico.
Now.
Hey. Is that Beer Mug with him?
Beer Mug, for God's sake.
Now, do they look like all-nighters to you, or do they look like they're refreshed?
Dave looks showered, so I think maybe he actually took a nap.
Beer Mug made it here before Kevin.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means? That means
Does anybody
Kevin
have eyes on Kevin? Does anybody know?
I haven't seen him since, Shadow Bar?
You sound good.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of rest.
Dave,
what did you do?
What's going on with you?
Oh, hookers and blow, man. Hookers and blow.
Oh, hi, guys. It's good to be here.
Hookers and blow.
Wow.
Anyways, I was with hookers and blow last night.
Were you at the club of strippers that Super Steve was telling us about? Wow.
No. Wilbur.
All righty. Wow. A complete recap. And apparently there's more than just last night's swingers party to recap. Apparently the action here in Las Vegas for this cruise started Friday for the Omar birthday party.
Yeah, right? The Omar Khan surprise birthday party that we had for Omar. And it was an amazing time.
And that, as I understand it, was just bringing out the bottles of Grey Goose. Right?
It was table service, which is, for this crew is a bad idea.
Wow.
But we did drain, I don't know, about a half a dozen bottles of vodka, and Omar polished up a bottle of Jack Daniels by himself.
Wow.
DJ Omar Khan.
And I'll just tease you this much. I'll tell you the story later. But Kevin at one point was accosted by security. That's all you need to know about Friday night's activities.
Sucker Kevin is.
Well, yeah, maybe.
A new edition of the Internet Roundup on the program today. I think our old friend Chris Angel may be stopping by to see us since we're here in Las Vegas.
I think he did know the Mexican accent. I thought that was Dave when he walked up.
We're in his hood. We're going to have the Las Vegas edition of Does Kevin Know, which, as you know, is entertaining back home. So you can imagine what that's going to be like.
We may be playing Does Kevin Show, which is a new game on the Kevin and Bean Show. If you can tell us what time Kevin will show up to the show, you will get a special prize.
And am I having a stroke? Or the lights going up and down here at Caesars.
They are, and they're changing colors too. I think I'm tripping.
I think I dropped too.
Them. Wow. Don't take the brown acid. Speaking of John Travolta, apparently he and his wife Kelly Preston.
Oh,
is John Travolta
God.
Here?
There's a Kevin sighting.
Oh no, it's what's his name?
Wow, is he walking slow? Wow, does he look bad?
John Travolta and his wife Kelly Preston apparently keep the sex in their marriage spicy. By playing naked stewardess together.
Okay.
I'm hoping Kelly is the naked stewardess and not John.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see his doughy body doing anything.
Hey, what's up, sunshine?
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Seriously, never drinking again. Seriously.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, this time I mean it. All right. I'm not kidding this time.
You okay there, Bunky?
No.
You doing okay down there? Are you dozing or what? his head barely staying on his shoulders.
About to die.
This is a mess.
You've been up all night. Okay.
He can't even say it.
Shut up, Lisa.
This is radio. Nodding doesn't help so much.
That's what I got, man.
But sometimes...
Shut up, Bean.
No, I'm saying staying up all night is sometimes a much better idea than trying to lay down for an hour.
I mean, obviously, as in Kevin's case.
You can feel so much worse.
I had that conversation with myself at 1 and then at 2 and then at 3. I was like, I could still sleep for an hour.
How about at 4 at the strip club? How did that conversation
with
yourself go?
By 4, it was a loss.
You were committed?
A
loss cause, Anyone want to go now?
Well, usually Kevin talks there, but this time he just stared
what
at
you
him and then pointed.
So, you think he's going to be able to say anything ever again?
What, I am never drinking again.
What can we do for you? We have coffee.
I don't want coffee. I want to die.
Well, we can arrange that too.
I want sweet death. That's what I want.
What was Kevin doing when you left the party at 11-something last night, Lisa? Where was he? What was he doing?
Oh,
I was still there.
He's a good partier. He was at tables filled with air. And everywhere I went, they went, I was just hanging out with Kevin. He's so much fun. Yeah. Oh, Kevin, do you remember the bet you made?
Oh, that's right.
No.
Luckily, she's not here.
Remember that blonde? She's not. She was so wasted last night. She bet you. If she showed up at 5:30 and stayed till 10 this morning, you would have to do the show butt naked.
The
show and
the
you
news.
Shook
remember that?
Hands.
You said, okay, I'll do that. You shook hands with her.
She kept saying that. I was like, are you high? First of all, you're not going to be here. I've done 100 of these. People go, I'll be there, and then they're asleep.
Of course. You weren't even here. How could she be here?
Exactly.
She's full of crap. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show, 648.
Wow. It's like he's only getting better as the morning progresses.
I'm doing the best I can, people.
But it sounds like you're talking through a brick. I mean, I like
oh, Jesus.
What happened there?
Kevin just exploded.
Are you okay? What's wrong?
He sneezed, laughed, and farted all at the same time. His body just exploded.
I don't think I've been lived past seven.
Now his hand is on the table. This is very, very sad. Yeah.
Wow, that hurts.
That's not good for anybody.
I usually like that song, but right now, bad.
That's the Mighty Metallica, you guys. Yes. What's up?
Yes, it's pretty loud.
If you're just joining us, Kevin has been up all night long. Ralph, how much sleep do you get?
I got about 4 hours.
Yeah, Lisa? Yeah,
about the same.
Feel pretty
about
fresh.
Four and a half.
I was in bed by 9:30, so I'm good. We're broadcasting live from Caesar's Palace in beautiful Las Vegas. Why are you here, Kevin and Bean? Because last night was the F Monogamy Swingers Party.
Someday, you gotta find another lay. And Kevin and Bean will give you that chance at the Swingers Party.
I say F Monogamy.
F it.
Have sex with anybody.
That's right.
I say F Monogamy.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a Swingers Party.
Woo! It's Kevin and Bean's F Monogamy Swingers Party.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and see if you guys agree that last night was one of the more attractive crowds that we've had at the parties
That's
that we've had in the
past.
That's
what I've been trying to tell you people now.
You're absolutely welcome.
True. For 10 years.
You're welcome.
I'm telling you, that is the swinger
I'm
culture
you're welcome.
In general.
Bandied around?
Bandied about at the party last night, yeah.
I understand Kevin was part of a sandwich at one time.
He was at one point surrounded by bare breasts the way that Custer was surrounded by Indians at Little Bighorn.
I'm not sure what that means, but I'll figure it out and laugh.
It was quite the standoff where Kevin was like, three girls were just had him out, and Kevin was just sort of cowering in the midst of all of them. It was all very impressive. I think there are photos of that, too, by the way.
Dude, I hope.
A
I certainly
girl
dance
so. On your head at one point.
There was a time where there was a girl.
What are you talking about?
No. She was
dancing
on you, and
on
her
my
skirt
head?
Was over your head.
Her dress
no.
was over what? Your head while she was
that
dancing.
Didn't happen.
It absolutely happened.
It
she was guys, dancing above
okay,
you.
All right.
No.
And her hey,
dress
let's tell the drunk guy something. Head. We can make it up. He'll buy it. He doesn't remember.
Well,
you did that.
I would remember
those photos of that,
I would remember
Well, obviously. You don't, because she was dancing up on the table behind you, and she threw her dress over your head.
Not the case.
It happened.
Yep. It didn't happen.
That happened. On TV.
Was it on TV?
It didn't happen.
Is there a photo of that?
I don't know if there's a photo of that. Okay. I think there's one of Kevin surrounded by breasts. So.
You know why there's no photo of
Tell
that?
Me.
Didn't happen.
Really?
No.
Happened. Absolutely happened.
How much do you think you remember about last night? Seriously, though, Kevin. I mean,
least half.
Yeah, well, put that in the half. You don't remember that the dress
would,
on your head.
I think that would stand out.
It's like
Alex
three or four
it.
People
Dude,
saw it.
I'm not making it up.
Please.
She was on your head.
She was on
your head.
Bitch was on your
she
head.
She wasn't on my
TV.
Head. What is wrong with you?
Maybe yeah. after all the bare boobs, maybe under a skirt didn't even mean anything. It didn't even register
yeah.
anymore. It's
yeah,
not even
so
outrageous.
Blase.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm not that drunk, guys. I know this is a big joke and all. Hey, let's tell him somebody sat on his head.
We would come up with something much more outlandish. We were going to make something up. No one sat on your head. She was dancing above you, behind you, and she threw her dress over your head while she was dancing.
Didn't happen.
Absolutely happened.
It did not happen.
It absolutely
Here's
happened.
The thing about it happening. Didn't.
Wait, Ralph, you're saying it did happen, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Kevin, right. you're saying.
I'm saying it happened right up until the point where it didn't happen.
It didn't happen at all.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
That was August 25th, 2008, and the entire episode was hilarious. It was also Omo's birthday, so then we got that whole side of it, but anyway, it's a good one.
Wow.
So many things to unpack about that.
Right?
Can I come in and interrupt?
Oh, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
now,
you can.
Breaking news bulletin.
And now, breaking news bulletin.
Jin's birthday on November 4th.
Okay.
Oh, it's your birthday on November 4th.
Let everybody know.
Yeah, like in a month.
Okay.
Let everybody know.
A month.
Okay.
Awesome. Less than a month. Okay. I'm going to write this down in permanent marker on my calendar. Hold on.
Big birthday show for Jen. Yeah.
Okay.
That's super sweet. Some guys don't remember. Some guys are like, birthday?
Yeah. The other day he thought it was November 5th.
Oh, no. Are you referring to yourself, Christopher Rosales?
What?
No.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah.
How long? How long have you been together?
10 years in April.
Oh, does he know your anniversary?
And it's April 1st. It's April Fool's Day.
Another date in my calendar, in permanent marker, 4-1.
At the Mall of America West at the Kevin and Bean Show.
Exactly. Blink 182 perform 4-1, Jen's anniversary.
All right.
I kind of think this is a little bit of that radio theater more than anything. They probably got really drunk. They probably went out, but I don't think that they had as much fun as they say.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, I honestly thought at the end of that, I was going to be like, Kevin's in the studio. And we're like, hey, guys, I'm in the studio. I'm actually not there. And that's the story they were telling. Although the dress over his head, I'm pretty sure it sounds like is a real story. But I think everything else, yeah.
Yeah. So all the other remotes prior to this one, it was Ralph saying, oh, and Omar was doing this. We were doing flow. We were jumping off the crazy things. And Omar would always chime in, going, no, Ralph, I'm back at the studio. So in that episode, so Ralph's going, oh, he's doing blow. We're doing all this stuff. And then Omar chimes in. He goes, yeah, Ralph, I'm here for the first time. It's very funny. So it's a fun episode to listen to.
No doubt that they had a
thing where Kevin used to always come in with that voice and he'd say, I'm never drinking again. It became a running gag for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt that there was some drinking and other activities involved.
We totally forgot about how blasted Dave sounded. He right? sounded awful.
Yeah. You know, couples or people had to call in and say, no, we're totally into this. We want to try it. They had to kind of vie for their way to get into that party. And it wouldn't have been something I would have probably ever done. And even now it's like, well, I'll just bullshit myself to get in and then not want to do a swinger thing. You know what I mean? So it's that kind of, I don't know.
It would be interesting to watch, time. I think, to people yes. watch.
All right.
How are we all doing? Do we need to take another shot?
Yes. Shot.
I think this is going to be my last one, guys, but I'll indulge you one more time.
Don't let her do it. Don't let her do it.
Are you talking about anal?
What? I think I really missed that conference.
Okay, let her do it.
Wait, did he actually hear that?
No.
Wait, okay. Christopher, help.
He heard me. He can hear me only. So I'm like, let's do shots. And he's like, oh, don't let her do it.
Maybe we should go to Christopher with the podcast roundup.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, podcast roundup theme. Oh, no, wait, sorry.
I will remove you again. Don't think I will.
Nailed it.
Ow, 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 ow.
You get it. When you want her to promote your podcast, we got it.
Say hello to happy goodbye to the blue
janky podcast.
Pugs, not drugs. That's my motto.
You do say that. You do say, but mystery pug, gonna be the end of you.
He can go to hell. I'll tell you that right now.
He can go straight to hell.
All right, welcome to the podcast roundup. Let's start with Tune on Toast. Tune on Toast premiered this week. It was Ted Stryker's podcast, and he interviewed Tom Morello. It's a very good interview. Lots of good rage stories, lots of cool stuff. So get a chance, go ahead and listen to that. Then moving on to Janky Town, and we get Sports Guy back. Hold on.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
What's the update on the game? I want to hear it. What's the update on the game?
What's the update on the game?
It's 2-0.
It's 2-0 Giants.
We're doing well.
He's doing well.
Ooh.
Can you ask him to say, what did you do?
What did you do? Say, what did you do?
What do you mean, what did I do?
What did you do?
How do you know a deer from Hollywood?
How do you know a deer from Hollywood?
How?
It's got a fake rack.
It's got a fake rack.
And then I leave now.
He wins the drunk award.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right. Janky Town episode 60 was called Sheep Vagina. We get more happy mugs. When Dave asks him to help fight climate change by letting yellow mellow, Mugs replied with this.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Omar's out. Mugs, you in? You in to help fight climate change and water waste by letting it mellow when it's yellow?
Listen, I'm going to die in like 10 years. Who cares?
Mugs, come on now.
10 hey, years? I you're probably going to die in 10 hours, dude.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, so.
Yeah, he's been very cranky lately, hasn't he?
All right. On the Ralph Report, Dog the Bounty Hunter came back, and he had a serious pitch for A&E.
Better than Adele. This won't surprise you, however, that Dog the Bounty Hunter apparently picked up the phone and pitched a Hunting Brian Laundry series to A&E.
Oh.
Oh, now it all falls into
He's
place.
He's in cahoots with Brian Laundry.
He probably is.
They've planned this.
Hey, listen, keep running. Keep running. I need another episode.
Turns out A&E, this is so funny. This is how the story is written, okay? The cable channel immediately passed.
As a mid-phone call.
Not A&E had no interest. Not A&E decided to go in another direction.
It's like, this is Dog the Bounty Hunter. Goodbye.
The cable channel immediately passed upon hearing his pitch for a new Dog the Bounty Hunter series on A&E about his hunt for Brian Laundry.
Wow, so, this guy wants to be back in the news so
well,
bad.
Well, that's the only reason.
So bad.
By the way, if you have any tips, call Dog at
8- Or call the police. Let's do that.
Sure. You want to do it the easy way.
Tell Dog.
Dog the Bounty Hunter had a phone call and it went about 2 seconds. All right, this week we have the return of Queen Jay.
Eddie Penny and Queen Jay have teamed up for a new song debuting here on the Ralph Report for the very first time. I give you A Day a Day.
In the past, not in the moment. Any shithead can live minute by day or day by hour. But those who are truly blessed know you gotta live a day
Just take a day a day. Don't take it more than a day. This is a darling way.
Woo! Right?
That is all her.
What she a jam.
Threw all that together. She's
That's
amazing.
A banger, as the kids say.
It is a banger.
Man, how good is she?
Yeah, she's amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, welcome back, Queen Jay. Moving on, we...
Every time he says moving on, we take a drink.
Okay.
I love you, Christopher.
Last shot, guys.
I love you, Christopher.
Lightweight. So good. This is so good.
I'm in a different room.
You're in the basement, Lisa May.
All right. A cup of tea in the chat. Even though they announced new merch, we find out that Bean is ending the show.
And I'm so mad at you right now, by the way. We have to get past this because I need to announce why this is our last show. That's why I'm making such a big deal about it being 149, because this is where it ends today.
Oh, I don't want to talk about anything then. What's why? Why are we ending today?
And we almost made it a year. It would have been so sweet to be able to celebrate that 1 year anniversary. But
I didn't know we were,
oh,
we
yeah.
were stopping.
No, this is the
what's
final.
Going on?
This is the last show. Allie, you're an enabler, and it's all your fault. And I would not have seen this ad on my Instagram this weekend if it hadn't been for my association with you. And frankly, I can't have your taint all over me. All right. I can't let your bad decisions ruin my life and my reputation.
Because of an algorithm on Instagram?
Yes, and it's only because of my... Well, wait till you hear what it says. It's you'll see things my way, and you'll respectfully just back out the door, and you'll understand why I'm making the right decision to just call this partnership off right now. Here's the ad that I got, and tell me if I would have gotten this a month ago. No is the answer. It's one big party over here. Happy Croctober! All month long, we're celebrating all things Crocs. So grab a pair, style them up to your unique way, load them with your own crazy cool collection of gibbets charms, then share with the world. Anything goes during Croctober, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, it's great, isn't it?
It's not great.
And I apologize to all of our teabaggers that are getting those ads and they send them to us like, what have you done?
Exactly.
I apologize. Listen, did I think I would ever buy a pair of Crocs?
I know.
No. You put your foot in those and that's my sin. That's my sin, slipping my foot somewhere it didn't belong.
Well. And the next day, Instagram goes down. Coincidence?
So you're saying Bean killed Instagram?
Wait, where did he kill everybody else?
So yes, Bean is stopping the show because of Croctober. That brought on the discussion about Kevin. Now he's not saying Rocktober ironically because he's a Kale West.
I was thinking how funny it is that our little friend Kevin, who along with me all those years at K-Rock, did nothing but make fun of Rocktober and say it like all the time ironically. And now he's working at a station where it's not being said ironic. It's real.
I love it.
Wait, so they were saying it ironically?
That's the excuse, yeah.
Yeah, but then they go into all the other sayings from KLOS.
Hallie, what month is it, by the way? I forgot.
Rocktober!
Right?
That's KLOS right there.
That's way KLOS.
Yeah, that's KLOS.
So anyway, I just wonder if...
you need fooling!
I just wonder how comfortable is Kevin is going to be actually doing Rocktober. And I, you know, I don't listen. No offense, I just don't. But is he doing Two for Tuesday? Is he doing putting some zap in your step? I mean, is he doing all of that stuff? All that classic rock stuff? He's got to be, right? It's part of the gig.
Putting zap in your step? Yeah. Was that a thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, it was get the lead out.
Oh, there's a bunch of them. There's putting zep in your step. There's
get the lead out. No, they never said put zep in your step. Yep, get the lead out. That's horrible.
No, but bringing down the hammer of the gods. There's a whole bunch of them. Yeah.
God, I hope he's doing it all.
I hope he celebrated September again. I didn't tune in. Did I miss September?
Fuck, guys, we missed September.
Right. Hold on, guys.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
Someone's got a blah, 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 blah. No. Oh, wait. No.
You're throwing me under the bus.
I'm not.
It should be a Florida holiday.
A Florida holiday? Why?
Florida?
It's holiday. The Crocs. It's the shoes. The Crocs.
It should be a Florida fucking holiday.
Okay. All right. That's
right. It should be.
Should be.
We need to contact Governor DeSantis. Has anybody heard Kevin and Sluggo saying Rocktober?
No, I haven't heard it from them. I've heard them making fun of it from time to time, but not what they're doing within the show.
But we have heard them say two from the crew.
What?
Yeah, hey man, it's two from the crew on 95.5. I don't know why I'm talking like
What's that.
I have
what
no idea. I apologize for that.
It didn't work for me.
No, it didn't work at all.
Anyhow. Oh, shit.
Are we moving on for fuck's sake?
Moving on. Take a drink.
Moving on. During great news, Allie's computer was making a little noise. It wasn't the trash man noise or the bird noise. It was just a little hum. But, Ali took care of it by closing her computer.
I'm sitting on a gold mine. I felt more comfortable giving it away before people even realized that I'd won the lottery. You never hear about this, do you? You there, Ali? Did I lose you? Where are you at? You are gone. She just texted me that she closed down her computer. Reconnecting. I mean, it did get awfully quiet.
Did you know?
Did you close your computer?
Did you know
when you close your computer that you get disconnected from an actual conversation that you're having through your computer? Yeah, I knew that. Did you? Allie.
I do know.
Allie, what are you doing?
Oh my God. I got so dumb. Oh my God.
When you're talking to your parents, do you hang up the phone and then go, why can't I hear them anymore? It's the same thing.
How'd this elephant get in my pajamas? I'll never know.
Look, we can't have two disastrous shows in a row, Allie. Come on. We need to pull it together.
I apologize, Bean. You were saying?
So you missed the whole story, basically. You don't know anything that's going on with this guy who won the lottery.
So what the hell is going on with Allie? We have a caller that I think has the right theory.
Allie is now Kevin. You're the new monkey. Congratulations.
Allie's the new monkey. I think that's one of Bean's other superpowers. Kevin didn't start out as the monkey until he started working with Bean. So whoever works with Bean starts to become the monkey.
Oh, Bean's the catalyst. I get it.
Yeah. Yep, he is.
And that was the podcast roundup. Moving on to the week that was.
Moving on!
Press the button, my friend. Send me back into time.
One, two, three.
It's a new day.
Don't begin at the beginning.
Our feature presentation.
The week that was 2012.
Shot head or what?
Okay, so we got here. We're in 2010, October 4 to 8. Oh, wait, it's not October, it's Rocktober. I'm just going to play the intro. I think this was the Tuesday show. One of my favorite jokes of Beans. A bunch of Mr. Rogers clips. And, of course, in Beans' hands, they sound very different.
Much about...
Here's some loud music, which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
B.I.G. Ah! Woo!
Mr. McFeely came over here last night and asked if he could do something fun for me. A kind of secret, he said. Do you have a special something that you take to bed with you? Does it help you to go to sleep when you hold your special something?
Oh.
Now that really feels good. It's furry and brown. And some people like to sleep with it. And there are many different kinds of them in the world.
Oh, look at all the colors on it. Oh, it is big. And you're going to go up in that?
Just another example of Bean's genius. And he had other clips too, but he didn't play them. Remember one time he got in a role and he just played them over and over again. And he was just cracking Ralph up. On that subject, any Mr. Rogers fans in the audience?
Of course.
I was more of a Sesame Street guy myself.
Me too.
I grew up on Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers. That was like a staple in the 70s.
Yeah, weren't they on like right after each other back in the old days?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, thanks to Bean for making that creepy.
Right.
Big news that week was one of our favorite movies. Well, one of Kevin and Bean's favorite. The Human Centipede was being released on DVD. So that got us to thinking about that. Yeah, I'm with you, Jen. I would not watch it.
Everything awful. That's everything awful.
Okay. Well, you're going to be with these clips then. So let's see what happens when the DVD was released.
Well, today is the day we've been waiting for, ladies and gentlemen, because today on DVD, for the first time, that you can own and buy is...
The Human Centipede.
Come on!
Oh, really?
The Human Centipede! There better be a commentary track. There better be extras. There better be deleted scenes. I want it all, and I want it now.
But even if there isn't, it's worth getting.
Yes, yes. So. Because I suspect The Human Centipede is one of those movies that many of our listeners heard an awful lot about in the last few months, but most have not seen. So now is your opportunity to put it on your Netflix queue or do something even better. Buy it, because you'll love it.
I don't appreciate the attitude coming from this side of the female side of the room.
It's so gross.
I didn't even hear it. I just
really? Really?
Just tune it out.
Says a woman who didn't see it, by the way.
No, right? I refuse.
I'd like to point out.
Yeah, I'm with Lisa. I'm not going to see it. I didn't see it. But I did a little bit of poking around on the archive. Shout out to Stockdale, of course. And I found out that a year later, when Centipede 2 was coming out, Ralph gave his opinion on the movie.
Starting with the movie that Bean can't wait for because he is a twisted effer, The Human Centipede 2.
Yay!
Full sequence. It's the subtitle.
I can picture that after seeing one.
Here's the premise. Of course, The Human Centipede, a film I also opted out of. It was a sensationalistic sort of film oddity that a lot of people were talking about because of the twisted, disturbing nature of its subject matter.
Right.
Sewing people together, front to back, in sequence.
Yes.
To create a long line of people sharing certain digestive properties.
And that's one thing you don't want to share with anyone.
No.
Yeah.
And I don't really need to see on the big screen. Or small, for that matter. Or in a radio play version or in a book about it. No real
you don't need
mass
that in your life?
Media of that subject matter for me.
Well, that was your loss because that movie was really good.
I'm sure it was. Yeah, I'm sure it was for you, the shallow grave crowd. I'm sure you people really got a kick out of it. However, those of us who like people stayed away. Now, here's the thing. The movie comes out. Everybody's making a big deal about it. Now, the sequel, the inevitable sequel, is coming out this weekend. And the premise is... There is a mentally handicapped gentleman
who lives on an island in the Pacific Northwest.
No, he doesn't. He lives in London.
And he sees the film and becomes obsessed with it and tries to recreate the experiment that happens in the film.
Okay.
So it's a film within a film concept.
Right.
And this disturbed gentleman who lives in a large pink house with a clown on top of it decides that he is going to improve upon the original film and make a larger number of people sewn together to create the human centipede.
That seems bad to you?
And this is significantly more graphic and disturbing than the original even was, so I've heard. Did not see this film.
Should, though. Going to.
Will not see this film.
Right.
But maybe it's for some people.
So one of my favorite things, Ralph, just busting Bean, cracks me up. An interesting thing happened in 2010.
Wait, let's back up. Okay. Let's back up a little bit. The Saw movies, the Centipede movies, disgusting. Who the fuck was watching any of this? It's really kind of sick shit. And yes, it got box office dollars and all this kind of stuff, but it's kind of like, at what point do we as human beings on this planet pay attention and choose to put our dollars toward positive things versus really sick shit back then? You know what I mean? Yeah, I get the curiosity, but at the same time, there's a point when there was too much of that. And there was centipede movie after centipede movie after centipede movie. What is wrong with us? Well, and not us personally, because we're all fine, because I didn't watch that shit. But seriously, people did.
Well, when you evaluate Centipede 1 through 4, or Human Centipede 1 through 4, versus Human Centipede 4 through 7, it's just a completely different kind of movie.
Are you serious?
It's a cinematic experience.
Are you serious?
No, I just playing.
I feel like there was so much, like five was so much more arty and like sophisticated.
Yeah. But I know there's more than one.
Four sold
out. I don't
out.
Know where you guys are going. I know
Human Centipede 4 sold out. Went totally
commercial.
Oh, time. Back to the fruits.
Where are we headed, humans? Seriously.
I didn't head to the theater, so don't blame me.
You have too much faith in people.
Oh, okay. Like, better a work of fiction than a work of reality is all I'm saying.
I get it. Absolutely. But at the same time, art, you know the term.
Art imitating life?
Yes. Or life imitates life art. Imitates Which art. One is it? Wag the dog kind of shit, right?
Now, an interesting thing happened back in 2010. Sure, Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols started doing his show on K-Rock. I had always kind of assumed that he was always on K-Rock. It just made sense. But no, let's hear them. They interviewed him, brought him into the studio.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. We welcome Steve Jonesy Jones to the studio. How about that?
Yeah.
Doing his show on K-Rock, finally, from 7 to 9 this Sunday night. It is called Jonesy's Jukebox.
You may be familiar with it from the years that it aired on Indy 103.1. It is, of course, that station, unfortunately, they pulled the plug a couple years back, and it's just been a matter of time, and we've always hoped this would happen. But Jonesy's Jukebox debuts this Sunday night from 7 till 9 right here on the world-famous K-Rock.
Yeah, so Steve Jones on K-Rock, it makes perfect sense. Now, of course, we remember Ralph did a great Jonesy impression, so I went through the archives, and I found one of those.
Okay. Mr. T never drank tea.
We were backstage,
uh-huh.
And I remember Johnny saying, "Would you care for some tea?"
Right.
And by tea, of course, he meant heroin.
Right. Right. That's a great story. But, congratulations on the record. Mr. Congratulations.
Tea, I don't drink tea.
Right.
And I thought that was weird with okay. a name like Mr. T.
Understood, right.
It's like if you bought a Mr. Coffee maker.
Right.
And you found
right.
And then you realized it didn't make any coffee.
7 to 9,
I
Sunday
think
nights.
You would take that right back to the store.
Probably.
Here on you K-Rock. Say, "Oi,
you're probably
you
right.
Punter, you sold me a coffee maker."
Listen to Jonesy's Jukebox. Thank you for the time,
even
Steve.
Make bloody great to, coffee.
Great to have you on. We appreciate the time, sir.
I remember Brandy Chastain saying to me.
What?
The story goes that when Ralph did his impression of Jonesy, Jonesy's manager thought he was high because of the weird stuff he was saying, and he called the station. He's like, "What the hell is going on with Jonesy?"
No, he called Jones. He called Steve Jones and said, she called Steve Jones. I think it was a woman. She called him and said, "What the fuck are you doing on K-Rock? And are you using again?"
What was the other one? Ralph did another impression and people thought it was the real guy. I think it was Ozzy.
Jerry Lewis?
Yeah, that one. because he had been doing the Ozzy impression. This was when the Osbournes was on. And then they actually had Ozzy, the real Ozzy, on. And I remember listening to it live, and I'm like, man, Ralph's not very funny today. He's off his game. And then afterwards, they're like, guys, that was the real Ozzy Osbourne. So that's how good of an impressionist Ralph was. And it was kind of a slow week that week, so we're going to wrap it up. That was how they ended, or how they started, Croctober. Back to you, Steve.
Yay! I gotta deal with this guy who's over here, blah, 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 shutting in, whatever.
So, okay. Bye bye, everybody.
I love
this
you.
This was our
guys.
Drunk episode, people. This Don't judge us too harshly. Bye. Yay.
How'd you do? I see you've met my faithful handyman. He's
That's
just
wrong.
A little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover.
You guys are so funny. Oh, that was hysterical. I love you. This has been fucking amazing. I want to say the Giants won, but I'm not for sure.
I don't know how much fun this is going to be to listen to, but it was fun to make.
It doesn't matter. I'll do it again.
The fuck?
What the hell? Who's microphone? That was not.
The
Eddie,
fuck?
Your microphone?
It's
oh
okay.
My God.
Okay, we're going to end the meeting.
I love you guys so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
This is still like, how does this keep just like falling out?
Just, you gotta push it in one by the time. There's smaller things, you're fine.
It doesn't fucking work. I don't know who the fuck I'm talking to. I've never done this shit before.
Zoom?
I'm looking at like three fucking people and I'm like, who am I fucking talking to?
Well, Eddie used to be in Devo. You remember the song Whip It?
No.
The quitters give up, never give up.
How does this work? I don't know anything about Kevin and Bean other than what Jen says.
Yeah, my wife is the same way.
Are you Kevin or are you Bean?
And Bean? She rolls her eyes.
Which one are you?
I'm Edwin.
Huh?
I'm Edwin.
Yeah, I don't know either one of you.
How did they score their runs today then? The Giants, how do they score their runs?
How do the Giants score their runs?
With hits.
With hits?
Yeah, Eddie, with hits.
Is Joe Buck doing the announcing today?
I can so go so many other ways.
My God, we're never going to finish this recording.
He'll be up all night.